I want to ask a simple question. Can you imagine how you might feel if you had done something truly significant, maybe even heroic, only to discover that nobody believed you? That's the story I just recently heard. It's the story of a gentleman named Will Lehner. Will Lehner has kind of a connection that I am appreciative of. Will Lehner's from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Now, I grew up in Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point, Wisconsin was our archenemy. The Stevens Point Panthers and the Rapids Red Raiders, we kind of clashed. And it was like Centerville and Kettering, I guess, you know. But I spent a lot of time in Stevens Point, and my mom and dad lived there for about 14 years, and I got to know it very well. And I came across the story of Will Lehner, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor. Of course, this last week, we passed the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. John Glenn passed away, also 95 years old, someone of that era. My dad passed away this year, a World War II vet. We're losing those vets every day, and that era is beginning to slip away from us. Will Lehner holds a very significant place in the story of our history, and particularly in that day in Pearl Harbor. He was on board a U.S. destroyer called the USS Ward. The Ward was given the responsibility of patrolling the entrance to the channel that goes up into Pearl Harbor. They would move back and forth. Now, at that time, the expectation was that if anybody got to Hawaii to attack it, it would be some kind of a naval fleet. It was just so far removed from everything else. The idea of the aerial attack that actually happened was considered practically unthinkable. So, patrolling outside the entrance to the harbor was kind of boring duty. They really didn't think anything would be coming. Well, as we may know, there were a group of very small Japanese submarines. They were about the length of this room, but only about the width of the aisle, about 5 feet in diameter. Tubes, long tubes. And these submarines were dropped between 10 and 15 miles outside the entrance of the harbor, and they were the first point of the attack that came in, moving up into the channel and up into the harbor about 2 hours before the aerial bombardment of Pearl Harbor began. Well, as the USS Ward was patrolling back and forth, Will Lehner and his crew spotted one of these submarines moving up into the channel. And they sounded the alarm, and there was even some confusion about whether it was real. And Will Lehner and his crew took it upon themselves to fire on this unidentified object below the surface. And Lehner reports that he saw the shell hit the hull and then saw the submarine sink. But no one believed him. It was just inconceivable, unbelievable, not part of reality that the Japanese could have gotten a submarine to Pearl Harbor in that way. Now, we learned later that there was a report filed by the ship, and it did kind of sit buried in the archive someplace. So it was reported, but no one actually believed Lehner and his crew as they went around saying, "We sunk a submarine, we sunk a submarine." In fact, they literally fired the first shots of the Pearl Harbor engagement. 10 years ago, when Will Lehner was 85 years old, a diving bell from one of the universities in Hawaii took him and our team and went out to the location that he had described, and they began searching, and sure enough, they found the sunken submarine. 65 years after it happened, and people finally believed him. When we come to this time of year, we realize that we all know the story. We've just heard it again. People heard Will tell the story of sinking a submarine in the mouth of Pearl Harbor for 65 years. The question wasn't that they knew his story. The question was they just didn't believe him. We all know the story of Jesus. We know the story of Bethlehem. He came as a child. We know the story of his life and ministry, his teaching and his miracles. We know the story of his death on the cross and his resurrection for us. We all know the story. That's not the question. The question is, do we believe it? In John, as he was writing the story of Jesus, in his first chapter, right at the beginning, he said, Jesus came to his own, but his own did not receive him. So often I feel like it's kind of how we are. We all know the story, but we don't really believe it. There's so many things. It seems impossible for us to really think that there's this thing called sin and that it needed someone to pay a penalty in sacrifice and to die for us. We have a hard time believing in the resurrection from the dead and the hope of a God coming back for us. We have a hard time believing that we need to accept that God as our personal Savior. It's almost as impossible as believing that the Japanese could get submarines into Pearl Harbor. But just like Will Lehner's story, our story is true. And the proof of it was in the power of the resurrection. Something that historically, we can't deny. Jesus died for us, but he also rose from the dead for us. And in that, there was as much proof as taking a diving bell into the bottom of the Pacific and finding the submarine. It validated the story. It proved the truth of what had been said. And that resurrection proves the truth of who Jesus is and the story that he has brought to us. The only question this Christmas season, and any Christmas season, is do we believe? Do we really believe? Have we let Jesus be our Savior, take our sins, give us the hope of eternal life? You do it personally. You don't do it with your family. You don't do it with your friends. You do it personally. You don't do it because the preacher said so. You don't do it by signing a card or praying a prayer or going to a class or joining a church. You do it when you personally just open your heart to God and say, yeah, I get it. I'm a sinner. And if I'm honest, I know that's true. And I need a Savior. And when I look at the truth, I realize it's Jesus. Can you do that right now? Can you do it right where you're sitting? If you never have, then this is the day. This is the time. This is the season. And I will tell you that it is joyful. It's extraordinary to know that the burden of my wrongdoings is completely lifted, that the fears of my life are completely freed, and that I have the hope of being with Jesus and with his wonderful family forever. Because see, that passage that says, he came to his own and his own did not receive him, goes on and says, but to anyone who does receive him, to anyone who receives him, he gives the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name. It was a great day when people started to believe Will Lehner and his story. But I tell you what, it's a greater day when people believe Jesus Christ and the truth that he is our Savior. Will you join me in prayer? And as we pray, if you have never done that, will you do it today? Just open your heart and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you so much for this extraordinary season. We thank you for the chance we have to tell the story one more time. But we know the story, Lord. What we really thank you for is the chance to believe it. And even for those of us who have known you and believed you, we can get caught up in the distractions of our culture around us, and we can forget what the real story is. And so, Lord, today we ask you to hear us and to bless us, and above all, to empower us to be bold in sharing the truth of who you are, our Savior and our Lord, with a world that needs to know you. We ask this in his precious and powerful name, in Jesus' name, amen.